Welcome to Understanding the Scriptures with Dr. David Kinlow, Senior Pastor at Word of God Community Church in Canton, Ohio. Today, Dr. Kinlow's sermon is titled, The Deity of Jesus Christ. If asked what book in the New Testament consistently reveals the deity of Jesus Christ, which book would that be? How about the Old Testament? This doctrine is at the core of Christianity and one of the reasons why the Pharisees hated Jesus, because he said he was equal to God. Let's listen and learn.
I want to talk to you about the deity of Jesus Christ. First of all, what does the word deity mean? Well, in a denotive or wooden literal sense, the word deity simply means that which is divine, or that which is God, or even a God. But in the connotative sense, or the sense of the word as far as the Old and New Testament is concerned, the word deity is the monotheistic belief that there is one true and living God. And so the epitome of this is the confession of the Jewish people in what is called the Hebrew Shema in Deuteronomy 6:4. It reads like this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord Yahweh is our God. The Lord, or Yahweh, is one. What this verse teaches us is God is one being, composed of one eternal substance and essence. Yet the scriptures are clear this one true and living God eternally subsists, theologian would say it that way, or is three distinct persons. They are not three distinct beings or three distinct individual gods or deities, but there are three distinct eternal persons revealed to us in the scripture as the Father, John 6:27, do not work for food which perishes, but for food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, the Father, God, set his seal. Jesus Christ, the Son, is referred to as God. Titus 2:13, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of our glory and of the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. In other words, the great God and Savior is Jesus Christ, and he is the blessed hope. The Holy Spirit in the Bible is referred to as God. 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is the Spirit. The word Lord there, it's the Greek word kurios, and it is the Greek equivalent of the Old Testament name Yahweh or Jehovah, which is the Hebrew or Jewish name for God. Therefore, when the text says the Spirit is the Lord, it's literally saying the Holy Spirit is Yahweh. The Holy Spirit is Jehovah. The Holy Spirit is God. And so the one divine being revealed in Deuteronomy 6:4 is three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who equally share one and the same substance and essence of God. They do not possess three distinct substances and essences that are equal. No, because that would make it three gods, tritheism. No. But they equally possess one and the same eternal substance and essence of God. So God is one being, capital B-E-I-N-G, God is one being who eternally subsists in three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And these three persons share one and the same substance and essence of God. There is an eternal relationships amongst these three persons. The Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father. The Holy Spirit glorifies the Son. And so we could go on and on with these things. And so I really believe this is accurately expressed in the Athanasius Creed, which is considered one of the historic creeds, orthodox creeds of the church, that is generally accepted by Catholics, Orthodox, and Protestants. We've been reading it for centuries, and nobody can refute that it accurately depicts what we see in the Bible. And it reads like this: "And the faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons nor dividing the essence. For there is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Spirit. But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit is all one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal. Such as the Father is, such is the Son." You know, Jesus would often say, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Whatever the Father can do, I can do. As the Father has life in himself, I have life in myself. And so this creed perfectly describes that. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit. Now, the reason I just shared with you the preceding scriptural truth is because of this. As I gave sometimes at the YouTube Ball of Confusion, and I want to say there are some good things on YouTube. There are some biblically sound, accurate theologians and Bible teachers on YouTube, but you know, it is a free public space, and so you have some of the opposite there. You have many on there who are in error, and some who are heretics, and so that's why I call it a ball of confusion. Be that as may, I'm hearing quite a few make the assertion that Jesus is not God. But they say something like, but he's the Son of God. He's not God. He's just the Son of God. Not understanding that the title Son of God is really a title to the fact that he is the Messiah. And not understanding the title Son of Man really refers to the deity of Christ. But I'm hearing many say Jesus, he wasn't God, he's not God, he's just the Son of God. Or Jesus never claimed to be God. I've heard that one. And then after that, they make this statement boldly, challenging anyone. Show me one place in the gospel where Jesus called himself God. And so it's really an old philosophical argument. It's called the argument to the stick. In other words, you make a statement and you say it with an attitude. And people think because you say it with a real attitude, the statement must be true. It's called the argument to the stick, or some call it the obvious fallacy. And so, you know, show me one place in the Bible where Jesus called himself God. And it's really an ignorant statement, because Jesus often made the claim of his deity or his divinity many times in the New Testament. And others, even including the enemies of Christ, they even knew he claimed to be one with God the Father, one in the substance and essence of God with his Father. And so this is what we are hearing. And so that's the question I want to deal with. Is it true that Jesus never claimed to be God? Or he never claimed the fact of his deity, or the truth that he was one person with two distinct natures, the nature of God that was equal with his Father's nature, and the nature of a sinless human being. In other words, did Jesus ever claim to be the God-man or the man who was God? One person with two distinct natures, the nature of God and the nature of a sinless human man. Well, the truth is, the Gospel of John teaches all sincere believers or Christians who have been saved through faith alone, in Christ alone, that Jesus is God, and he proclaimed that he was God many times. And so, John 1:1-5 and 14 is where I want to begin. John 1, let me get a Bible and just read it for you. I have quite a few, so let me just read the text for you. John 1. One through five, and then just verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by or through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Then down to verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. And so verse 1 in John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning means when time began, the Word was already there. In other words, throughout eternity was the Word, or the Greek word is logos. In New Testament Greek, logos means the ultimate expression or the ultimate communication. This word, or logos, or ultimate expression, was with God. In the Greek language, John wrote the last phrase, and the Word was God, in what we call the predicate form, meaning the emphasis is not on who God is, but the emphasis is on who the Word or the Logos was and is. And John wrote it like this, Theos en ho Logos. Literally, it reads, the God was the Word. And so he uses the definite article there. Not just God, but the God was the Word. So this text is, it's really dealing with who the Word is rather than who God is. And the text is very, very clear, especially in the Greek language. The God of the universe was the Word. He was with God and was God, and the God was the Word. In verses 2-5, John the Beloved, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he says that this Word that was with God and was God was a he. Because when you get to verse 2, he starts saying he was in the beginning with God. It literally reads like this in the Greek. Otos en en arch pros, theon. Otos is the masculine pronoun he. Therefore, the Word in verse 1 that was with God and was God was a masculine person. Otos, he was a masculine person. So this Word in verse 1 That is the ultimate expression, the ultimate communication. This word was a masculine person. John calls him he. I know it reads in the King James, the same was in the beginning with God, but if you read it in the Greek language, the Greek pronoun is there. Hence the translation, he was in the beginning with God. And so the word in verse 1 that was with God and was God was a masculine person, not a man, not a human, but the word was a masculine person. That's in complete opposition to this word being an impersonal it or a thought, as I've heard some say. You know, they said Jesus never existed, you know, before he was born. He was, you know, that word there is a it or something like that. No. John the Beloved uses the masculine pronoun. He was in the beginning with God. And so the masculine person, the Logos, or the Word, who was with God and is God and was with God in the beginning. He was the one through whom God made all things in the universe. Verse 3 reads, all things came into being through him. He uses that masculine pronoun again. The word is oton. And apart from him, same thing, masculine pronoun. Nothing came into being that has come into being. In other words, the word that was with God, was in the beginning with God, is the creator of everything in the universe. In other words, the word or the Logos existed before all of creation, and everything that exists, he brought it into existence out of nothing. The only one who can do this is God. God created all things through this word. This word that was with God in the beginning and was God, it is through him that God created all things. And everything that exists, he created it. Verses 4 through 5, John chapter 1, going to clearly state that the Word who was with God and was God in the beginning, through whom all things that exist came to exist, is life himself. John says, let me read it for you. In him was life. What he's saying was, he is life. In him was life. He is life. And he is thus the light of all men. Then verse 5 states, the Word who was with God, was in the beginning with God, made all things, and is the light of all men, cannot be overcome by darkness. This person, this Word, this otos, this he, this him, this Word that was with God in the beginning, was God, you know, and God was the Word. That is life itself, the light of all men. The darkness can't overcome him, comprehend him. Listen, this cannot be any form of created being, whether angel or man. Because we know from reading scripture, both succumbed to the darkness of Satan. There were certain angels that succumbed with Satan. And most certainly we all know man succumbed to the temptation of Satan. So this person here, they cannot be overcome by darkness. The only one this fits is God, Jehovah, Yahweh. And then we jump down to verse 14 in John chapter 1. And it clearly states that the Word or Logos in verse 1 that was with God in the beginning was God, created all things, is the light of all, and cannot be overcome by darkness. It says this same Word became flesh. John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Is that plain enough for you? This is what John, one of his disciples, was given by the Holy Spirit. The Word who was in the beginning, who was with God, was God. The Word was the God. God was the Word. The one who was in the beginning with God was God. The one whom through everything that has been created was made. The one who cannot be overcome by darkness, the same Word, John 1:14 is clear, became flesh, became human. In other words, God took upon himself a human nature, but never ceased to be God, and dwelt among men. God took upon himself the Word who was with God, was God. God was the Word, was in the beginning, that made all things. Took upon himself a human nature, flesh, but never ceased to be God. And dwelt among men. And so John states that this Word dwelt or lived among us, meaning they, the disciples. And so... this Word who was with God in the beginning and was God and took upon himself a human nature, he actually lived among men. He walked this earth. And John says, therefore they beheld his glory. Glory as of who? The only begotten from the Father. And he was full of grace and truth. And in the Greek language, it is an eternal begetting of God. This Word who was with God, was God, was in the beginning with God, he eternally proceeds from the Father. Remember, they equally share one substance and one essence. And so, since that is true, there was never a time that the Word did not exist, because God is eternal. And he eternally proceeds from the Father. And so it's really a begetting that had no beginning and it has no ending. I know that sounds weird to us in the English language, but this is what the Greek teaches us. God took upon himself human flesh. We just celebrated in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Yet he never ceased to be God. He was one person with two distinct natures. The nature of God and the nature of sinless man. So verse 14, John 1 is very clear. The Word that was with God was God. God was the Word, took upon himself human flesh, human nature, and dwelt among men. In John 3:16, Jesus clearly identified himself as this only begotten that John talks about in John 14. And most know the verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And so the only begotten son, he was and is the Word who was with God, was God, was in the beginning with God, created all things, is life himself. He's the light of all men, cannot be overcome by darkness. This is the only begotten Son of God. Jesus was and is the only begotten from the Father. And the only begotten from the Father was the Word who was with God from the beginning, was God, created all things that exist, was the light of men, and cannot be overcome by darkness. This is the definitive statement in the Bible written by one of Jesus' original disciples and apostles, John the Beloved, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that Jesus was, apart from any shadow of a doubt, he was deity. He was God. He was one with his Father in the substance and essence of all that makes God to be God. This is why Jesus could say, and not be telling a lie, he who has seen me has seen the Father. This is why he could tell men, you believe in God? That's good. Believe also in me. This is why he could say, I can't do anything other than what the Father does. As the Father has life in himself, I do. I do the works of the Father. Nobody else could say that. In order for anybody to say that, you have to be equal with God. And Jesus was. He was God from God, light from light, eternally begotten and not made. Same substance and essence as God, his Father. How any sane person could read John 1:14 and not come to the same conclusion, but dogmatically deny it. You are extremely arrogant. And ignorant. Or you're a heretic. If you can read John 1:1-5 and read down through verse 14 and still try to conclude Jesus was not deity, he was not God Almighty, then there's something drastically wrong with your thinking. You are either extremely ignorant or you're a heretic. An apostate. All right, let's move on. And so, as we continue to read through John's gospel, we see Jesus proclaiming in no uncertain or ambiguous terms that he indeed was divine. Or even though he was truly human, he was still truly divine or truly God, sharing the same substance and essence and nature with God, his Father. So somebody says, you show me one place in the Bible where Jesus claimed to be God. Well, he said it quite a few times. See, the problem is when they say that, they want you to find Jesus running around Jerusalem saying, I'm God. Look at me. I'm God, bragging. But those of us who understand the Gospels and the person of Christ, he was also infinitely humble and meek. And someone who's infinitely humble would not run around bragging they're God. Now, some men do that.
Thank you for taking the time to join us today for Understanding the Scriptures with Dr. David Kinlow II, Senior Pastor of Word of God, Community Church in Canton, Ohio. Tune in tomorrow as he continues to teach the Scriptures. If you would like to support the radio ministry of Word of God Community Church, visit our website at wogcc.org and click the Give button. Help us spread the gospel throughout Ohio and the world.